This is NPR.
Thanks, guys. Good morning, everyone. President Bush defended his attorney general nominee yesterday. Judge Michael Mukasey was supposed to be a shoo-in for the job, but Senate Democrats are upset that he refused to say whether waterboarding, an interrogation technique that simulates drowning, is illegal torture. The president spoke at the Heritage Foundation. He said that demanding Mukasey say whether waterboarding is illegal, well, that's just unfair.
It's wrong for congressional leaders to make Judge Mukasey's confirmation dependent on his willingness to go on the record about the details of a classified program he has not been briefed on.
As the president was defending his attorney general nominee, the Congress was passing a spending increase for the State Children's Health Insurance Program, or SCHIP. It gives a health insurance to families not covered by Medicaid, but who cannot afford private insurance. The increased funding would provide insurance to an additional 4 million lower-income children through an increase in tobacco taxes. President Bush vetoed an earlier version of this bill. He has threatened to veto this one, too. Tropical Storm Noel has been upgraded to a Category 1 hurricane. The storm brought heavy rains, flooding, and mudslides to the Caribbean, leaving at least 115 people dead. The storm is now headed up the eastern seaboard and won't be a hurricane for long, actually. It's expected to become what's called an extratropical storm. That means it gets its energy from a collision of warm and cold fronts. Here's Jack Bevin, a hurricane specialist with the National Weather Service.
As it moves to the northeast, we're expecting the possibility of strong winds from the North Carolina coastal areas up through Maine, basically most of the East Coast. How strong of winds, it's a little too early to say for sure.
Meanwhile, in Mexico, rescuers are working to evacuate people stranded by what's being called one of the worst natural disasters to hit that country. It's been raining in the Gulf state of Tabasco for a week now. 70% of the state is underwater. Nearly all public services, from drinking water to public transportation, were shut down in the state capital, Villahermosa. Of the estimated 700,000 people whose homes were flooded, damaged, or cut off, 300,000 have still not been rescued. General Mills is recalling about 5 million Totino's and Gino's frozen pizzas because of possible E. coli contamination. General Mills says state and federal authorities have been investigating 21 E. coli cases in 10 states. 9 of the 21 people reported eating pepperoni pizza at some point before becoming ill. 8 people have been hospitalized, and 4 of them have developed a type of kidney failure. The man who flew to drop the atomic bomb over Hiroshima has died. Paul Tibbetts etched his mother's name, Enola Gay, on the nose of his B-29 bomber. The bomb, known as Little Boy, was the first atomic weapon used in war. Tens of thousands of people were killed in an instant when the bomb was dropped on August 6, 1945. Tibbetts spent most of the past 6 decades defending his World War II mission. He died yesterday at 92 years old. Former world number one tennis player Martina Hingis says she tested positive for cocaine during Wimbledon this year. Then she announced her retirement from professional tennis. But she says she tested positive and has never taken drugs. She says she's 100% innocent. A little bit confusing there. It's official. Former New York Yankees skipper Joe Torre is going to Los Angeles. Torre agreed to a 3-year, $13 million contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Torre will formally be introduced as Dodgers manager on Monday. He replaces Grady Little. That's the news for now. The news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Rachel. Right back to
I can't believe you didn't say Luke and Allison.
I almost said Luke and Allison, but I looked over and that's not Allison
so
at all.
So surreal. Musical chairs. Thanks,
Matt.
You are more than welcome.
He invented the form of BPP newscaster.